All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Off-Broadway show. Tonight we've had a gigantic pizza party for all the children of the elementary schools for their starting their first day of school. It's been pretty exciting here tonight so far. Our special guests this evening would be Standard Lo-Fi, and it's a two-man show to be put on this evening. It should be quite a good show. I don't know if it can live up to the Steve Kells show that we had the other night. I suggest if you get a chance to log on and listen to Steve Kells Live, a.k.a. Fucker Faster. That's pretty exciting. That was a one-man show. It's been pretty busy around here lately, I guess I could say. This is Jay Miller, your guest host. The show tonight is brought to you by www.yachtscene.com. And what are you doing with my microphone, buddy?
What's our new sponsor again?
Oh yeah, the Brown Cow. Is it Brown Cow and Records or just the Brown Cow? Well, anyways, I'm sitting here alone. Lonely. Been a very lonely day today. But I'm sure things will be picking up here in a little while. Sitting back, drinking a bud. True. Hey, Dan, you want to come and sit in with me here? It's kind of tough to have a conversation with yourself. Tonight doing sound, we have Mike Dagan. Doesn't really look like he knows what he's doing, but I'm sure he can get the job done. Never seen him work in Fargo here yet, but he's new back in town, or will be in town in a month or two. He's with Steamy Racing, who will be playing here coming up later in the latter of this month, or actually next month. And I don't know. We're still at the Moose Lodge. We're still at the Off-Broadway show, and we're having a good time tonight. Like I said before, we had a gigantic pizza party for all the elementary children of the Fargo-Moorhead area. They came down, and we cooked up tens of thousands of Pizza Corner pizzas in our one single oven. Had kids coming up drinking watered-down Tang. They love the watered-down Tang. But, I'd like to, Dan Shepherd here, the technicianal part of the show guy. You squeaking. Should turn that back on. Anyways, like I said, tonight we're having Standard playing with us. And Standard has been around for a while. I think that's me. Yellow. Well, anyways, let's see what has been going around in the Fargo-Moorhead area. We've had a few good shows in town lately at Ralph's Corner. Pretty exciting. Can't remember who it was. I was bartending. I was pretty drunk. But what can you say? Just a few this last week. Oh, we had an engagement party, actually, of one of the other hosts of the show. My mic is no longer out. Oh, I'm back on. Okay. Last Friday night, we had an engagement party of one of the co-hosts, Phil Hunt and Rebecca Lee. That was quite the fun time. We had a person here who fell into a hole at the party. Let's hear it for the hole. Take another casually. But anyways, Dan's with us again.
Yeah, Dan.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
I think I'm going deaf in my right ear.
Really?
Something happened. I was standing over there by Chad, and when I came back over here, it's ringing really bad. So, I'm sonically deprived.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. You'll make it. Sitting here in the back row of the big theater.
Sitting here.
Lodge Theater.
Drinking a bud.
Drink true.
True.
Just ripping off commercials left and right.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know. They're kind of funny.
I think somebody was eating that, I think, was the deal. I think somebody put it in their mouth.
Oh, yeah. A few nights ago, we had a big photo shoot upstairs at the Moose Lodge where we had...
Because we are all supermodels.
Yeah, we are. If God, we are gorgeous people, except for the photographer who is AKA me. And that's why I work behind the camera. I'm terribly ugly. I'm a terribly ugly man.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Jay.
I know, it's...
But...
It's, you know, it, I've learned to live with it. I mean, it's tough to go through life being this goddamn ugly.
Well, yeah, I know. I understand.
I mean,
I have kind of the same problem in the opposite direction, you know.
I'm 51 years old now, and I've never been laid just due to my ugliness. Very, very ugly. But
that's a shame. Not even a prostitute.
No. They pay me to get out of their way. Get away from here. You're driving away business. Here's $5 to get a cheeseburger. Go hang out at the Hardee's right off Broadway.
Go buy some apple pie. The pause while Jay lights a cigarette. So are you like not having a pack?
A what?
What's with the loose cigarettes laying on the table?
Me and my buddy drove me down here. We split a pack, so he decided to give me $5 and take off with the rest. $2 buys five cigarettes in Fargo now. I guess that's how it works. No, so he just dropped them and took off. He's going to come back later to see the show, but he's going to go cruise around, talk to a few people.
So he only gave you five cigarettes, though, for the night?
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
That's all right. He's leaving. He moves to Seattle on Friday.
It's really?
11 o'clock. Yep. He's leaving for Seattle with my old roommate, Trevor Music.
Yeah.
And it's going to be sad to see him go. We're having a big party for him tomorrow night. You guys are more than welcome to come.
Cool. A friend of mine about 2 months ago moved to Seattle.
Who was that?
Robin Berg.
You know what? I just saw them in town the other day. I think they're lying to you.
No, because I talked to her last night from Seattle.
Yeah, right. Did she call you?
She called me, but I called her back there.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And she is in Seattle.
Yeah.
Although she did get a call from Holly, who said, "I heard you were in town."
Oh.
And she wasn't. So there's some lookalike. Maybe it was Kelsey. Is it Kelsey?
I don't even know who Robin is.
Her sister.
I don't know either of these people.
Very much like her.
This is a very large city.
Yeah.
Don't see very many people that look alike in this town.
Well, of course not.
So, yeah.
I think it was just somebody floated a bad rumor.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, Robin's sister just had a baby. That's how come she called me.
Oh, okay. A baby. Was it yours?
It might have been. There'd have to be some really weird, ways. I mean, we'd have to finagle a way for it to have been mine.
Frozen sperm? Have you visited a sperm bank lately?
I have never gone to a cryogenic sperm depository.
Okay.
I have jerked off quite often, and maybe somebody
caught one while it flew through the air.
Sampled it, you know.
I always shoot mine out my window, and I live on the third floor.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you hit people going by underneath?
I yell out, "Watch out, it's raining!" And it's more of a slow kind of thud. I hide in my apartment because I'm so ugly.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, have you seen American Pie?
Yeah.
Where the guy comes into the beer cup.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That would probably make me puke too.
I could see, yeah, that might be a pretty common reaction.
Especially after you figured out what it was. You know, it's like, oh my God, I just did not do that.
I think my ear's getting worse. I think it's
really
ringing more, yeah.
Hmm. Do you like to listen to music at loud volumes?
Yeah, but...
Do you turn your stereo up to 11?
No.
No, okay. All right. Well, you gotta stay away from turning it up to 11.
It's kind of like you ever had a firecracker go off right by your ear.
No, I tend not to hold firecrackers next to my ear.
Well, it's not usually your fault when something like that happens.
Okay, all right.
Usually
I can see that.
Somebody throws one, and it hits the branches in the tree that they forgot was right in front of them, and it falls back down next to you and goes off.
Okay, all right.
Or somebody like Roger throws one up into the air, a bottle rocket, and
it hits
times
you?
It a little off, and it goes up and flips over.
Those are the best.
Down and then goes off.
I got a pretty good firecracker story for you. When I was probably 7 years old, down in my lake cabin, back in the day when we had a lake cabin, we're shooting off firecrackers, and I have this whole pack of black cats, and I light them on fire, and I turn around and run, and I hit a tree square, knocked myself out cold right there. All the firecrackers went off. Firecrackers went off probably about, you know, 5 feet away from me, and I'm just, like, knocked out cold and dead. But, you know, about 30 seconds later, I'm like, whoa, what happened? I got this huge, big egg, you know, shaped bump on my head. That was pretty embarrassing.
You see, now I'm torn between what story to tell.
Oh, you have two stories.
I have two stories. One doesn't relate to firecrackers, but does relate to knocking yourself out.
Okay, we can work with this.
Okay, well, I'll tell the knocking yourself out story first, okay. And then I'll tell the Raj bottle rocket good story.
Okay.
Okay, the knocking yourself out doesn't really involve me. It involves my dad, but when I was a little kid, we were at the post office. And my dad was talking to somebody and standing next to me. And they talked for a long time, and they got done. My dad turned around to leave and turned around and ran into a light post and knocked himself out. So that was pretty fun as a little kid to see your dad knock himself out.
Yeah, yeah.
The other story is Roger and I were out at 505 lighting off fireworks.
Okay. The 505, a classic house in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Yes, which has had a number of fireworks-related stories about it.
Oh, I'm sure. Plus many other stories.
Yes, and we were shooting off bottle rockets again.
When I was a little kid, I went to a show there.
I went to a number of them there, yes. I was there, you know. It has too many, like...
Yeah, I know.
Anyhow, getting back to the fireworks story.
Okay.
And not the one where they burned down the house.
Okay.
But the later one where Raj and I were throwing fire bottle rockets up, and they're shooting off, and Raj again mistimed one.
Roger's going to be known for this.
Yeah, and it came off and shot directly across the railroad tracks at the Amtrak station and hit the window, and we heard glass break. And Roger and I ran inside and hid because we figured we broke the window. And so about 3 minutes later, my girlfriend shows up, and we send her over to check to see if the window was broken.
Okay.
She comes back and says, no, the window's not broken. So Roger and I, kind of ashamed, walked out and, you know, walked over to look for it. And we're looking, and we're like, the window's not broken. But I was certain I heard glass break. And then I happened to notice that there was a burnt mark about halfway down the window. And so I was kind of confused. And it was on the inside, between the two panes of glass.
Hmm.
And then I noticed that down at the bottom, there was an exploded bottle rocket sitting between the two panes of glass.
Oh, wow.
So I looked up to the top, and there's about a 4-inch wide hole.
The bottle rocket went in the hole.
Went through the first pane of glass on a double pane window. Fell partway down, exploded, and, like, put burnt marks on it, and then fell the rest of the way down.
Hmm. Did you ever get a talk by the Fargo Police Department about that?
No.
No?
Thankfully not.
You know, they could take fingerprints off that bottle rocket and come get you guys.
I think it's probably been disposed of a long time ago.
Okay.
But I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
And if it hasn't been, I've just confessed to it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Roger that was holding the bottle rocket.
That's true. So Roger is the guilty
party. It's not my problem to begin with.
And if people are wondering who Roger is, he's the other guy who does this thing here.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the guy who likes to do the impersonations of Neil Kissinger.
Neil Kissinger and Henry Young.
Oops.
He also does Ralph Nader, evidently.
Yeah, Ralph Nader. Even though I don't know what Ralph Nader sounds like at all.
He sounds kind of normal.
Really?
You know.
Hmm.
What?
I'm sure.
No, we are not talking for another 20 minutes.
I'm sure Roger.
Five.
Will maybe do a guest spot of Ralph Nader, and doesn't really matter. But yeah. Wow, Moose Lodge off Broadway, brought to you by www.yachtscene.com.
And
the Brown Cow. Mike,
what's
is it just the Brown Cow? Or is it
Brown Cow recording?
Brown
Cow
sound.
Otherwise known as Moo.
Dan, I'm going to be interrupted for a second, so you're going to carry the conversation with yourself for a minute or so.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you got to do it.
I don't get any help, huh? So, here I am, going deaf. having to talk on the radio by myself, and the infamous bottle rocket Roger Hastings is pouring himself a Coke and not bothering to pick up a microphone and give his bud a hand. And he's walking back the other way. So, yeah. I guess that shows how little I'm loved around here.
All right, here I am.
See, and now he picks up another microphone that forces me to have to do things differently.
Testicles. 1, 2.
All right, I'm back.
That's a bad joke.
Oh no. Roger Hastings is with us this evening.
I only stepped in the role as a technical tester of this microphone.
So, Roger, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How was Mandan?
Who?
Mandora.
It was wonderful.
Mandora.
The musical was, last year it was better than it was the year before, and this year it was twice as good as last year. So.
Really? You and the wife do this every year, don't you?
Yeah.
Coincidentally, there was a fire in Medora at the same time that
Roger
Bottle
there.
Rocket Hastings was there.
Hey, Bottle Rocket.
No comment. I think I got a phone call I got to grab.
Starting fires with Bottle Rockets.
Yeah.
You know, Roger, I don't know. I've heard a few Bottle Rocket stories out of Dan tonight about you and involving pain and destruction.
I mean
window pane.
Me and fireworks, we go way back.
Yeah, I bet.
Accidental paranoia, pyromania is.
Yeah.
You know?
Nothing. What are you drinking there?
Coca Cola.
Oh.
I'm wired, man. I've had like two of these things.
Coke and Coke.
Can I have a drink of that Coke?
You want a sip of it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. So,
that's definitely Coke.
Maybe this would be a good time to kind of look back and give our final perspective on the Hammer and Steve Kell show from that night. I don't know about you guys, but I had one hell of a hangover the next day.
Yeah, I got pretty fucking drunk, that was for sure.
I think that was kind of my problem, is I didn't have enough to drink.
You didn't get drunk?
I got drunk, but it was like off of three drinks, because I hadn't drank for 3 weeks.
Are you... You got drunk then, or was it... I'm confusing two dates. I'm like thinking...
Let's just put it this way.
I was drunk that night, too.
Yeah, you were drunk that night.
I became pretty familiar with the plumbing of the sink upstairs. That
that's right. You got sick.
Yeah, that's
calling. Right, because he left.
Yeah, and I got the call the next morning at 10 from Tracy saying, do you know where Raj is?
That's
no,
pretty funny.
I don't know where Raj is.
Yeah, we totally watched Roger walk out the back door, and... That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it home okay,
like,
that evening.
Doing the heel kick on your drink.
Yeah.
And getting it poured over his head.
Yeah, I woke up the next day in my same shirt in my bed, all covered in beer stains. I was like, what the fuck? I totally didn't remember it until I was like, why did I? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I owe you a kick to the skull tonight.
You
know
that.
You owe him a kick to the skull.
You poured that Coke and whatever it was over my head. I woke up in the stickiest head of hair.
Coke and Jack?
I couldn't figure it out. I didn't
Coke
want to figure it out.
I don't know what it was.
Anyways, I thought that name was flaming.
Yeah, it was pretty
funny.
Don't
take that word the wrong way, but I thought it was on fire.
Yeah, that whole night was pretty gay, as in happy.
Incendiary.
Yeah, when I say
well,
gay,
I know
I mean
enjoyed
happy.
The finger shaking in front of my face.
Yeah, the finger shaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
telling me what an awful night it was and how we should be ashamed
of
putting it on.
Oh, that's right. That one gentleman who was in here did not like Steve Kelch. Steve Kelch is too hardcore. I think.
Yeah, evidently.
You know, it makes him kind of, you know, tough to listen to because he's so heavy and hard.
Yeah.
And
much different from tonight's performer.
Yeah, like more of a...
Standard lo-fi.
Yeah, more of a kind of a folky sound, gospel. Gospel
tonight,
folk,
yes. Definitely more gospel folk.
Yeah.
Just slightly a touch harder than like Brooks West.
Standard in Latin actually means gift from God.
Does it?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And how about lo-fi?
Lo-fi means, I'm trying to think of my translation here. It's tough to go backwards back into Latin. lo-fi means
Isn't it kind of like haggis?
One? No. Yeah. Small Italian sausage.
Instead of sheep's stomach, it's like a sheep's bladder.
Lo-fi means
stuff with testicles, sheep's bladder.
And standard means
gift from God.
Gift from God. Yeah. So tonight be we're waiting for the choir to come in here tonight for standard.
He has that gospel choir that backs him up, doesn't he?
Straight from Alabama.
Cool. I'm excited to see them.
They're riding in on Red River Coach Lines.
Red River Coach Lines goes all the way down that way.
Yeah.
Well. Wow.
Well. I mean, oh no, that's the mistake. I was going to go, well, the Red River goes all the way down to
The Red River goes all the way down to...
where the Mississippi would start 100 miles away.
It goes down to whatever the lake is that the Minnesota flows south out of.
Itasca?
No.
That's the lake.
Not that the Minnesota flows south of.
Oh, Lake Traverse.
Because the Red River flows north from it. And
yeah, that's Lake Traverse.
The Minnesota flows south.
Yeah.
Actually, I was at Lake Itasca.
Yeah? Did you walk across the Mississippi?
Just Sunday.
Yeah.
But of course.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I even baptized Donnie Renner.
Really?
In Lake in the whole headwaters section. So.
Mm. Mm.
It was...
I got baptized there.
Did you? By who?
Uh-huh. By this random priest who's walking around.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've never been baptized.
No, you've never been baptized, huh?
Not by any religious type of person.
Okay. He was actually a priest out of the Church of the Subgenius, so I don't feel too, that means anything to me.
So you got baptized by the same guy that I baptized?
Bob Dobbs.
No, did you get baptized by Bob Dobbs?
No. It was a disciple. It was priest 0167549.
So, Donnie. So that makes me your superior, doesn't it? If I've baptized the person who baptized you.
Oh, yeah. You baptized Don?
I did on Sunday.
Really?
Not in the Church of the Subgenius. I baptized him as a reaffirmation of his belief in the goodness of the world.
Really?
Yes.
Me and Don had a big talk about religion the other day. And then he just kept on going, and I left, and I came back an hour later. He was still talking.
He was still going, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
He's want to do that.
Yeah. But he said he almost got
it
all sorted out.
Is it just me, or is it everything starting to get like blurry?
It's the the Black Hills are on fire. Right now.
We have Roger down in Medora.
We have such a good ventilation system in here, or such a bad one, I should say, that it's bringing the smoke in from the Black Hills.
It's probably not helped by all those Montana things.
Yeah. Well,
I'd say they just let them burn. Fuck it.
Hey, I like the Black Hills. Have you ever visited the Black Hills?
What?
Have you ever visited the Black Hills?
No, but it's nature. Well, no, not the Black... Don't they think that's arson?
Yeah, that's what they... They're about ready to put out.
But these ones in Montana, they should just let burn because that's nature.
That's nature.
You know? They're just worried about all the, the houses of the rich people that live up there.
Yep, all the
not
cowboys.
That there are a lot of rich people that live in Montana.
All the cults. All the
Scientologists
Kids that live in Montana.
Is that where all the Scientologists live? Is in Montana?
I don't know. I think they'd probably live in Utah. I mean, share the spot with the Mormons.
Do they?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, they aren't. The two religions can't be too far away. Both started by wackos. I mean,
Joe Smith.
Is it Joe? Yeah, Joe Smith. Joseph Smith.
Yep. Okay.
You got Joe Smith on one side, and you got L. Ron Hubbard on the other side.
Oh yeah, L. Ron.
I think they both believed that what they were writing was true. I mean, we know that L. Ron did because he thought that Battlefield Earth was a nonfiction story. So.
And then you watched the movie, and you said you're an idiot.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, I haven't either, and there's a reason.
I've been trying to avoid it.
Like. It's probably, at the end of the year when they have world best movies of the year and worst movies.
Yep.
Number one will be Battlefield Earth, easily, from what I've heard.
I think so, too.
Yeah. John Travolta trying to bring his career around again for the third time. So,
What's the deal? He has, a good movie, every decade or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was his one in the... Well, in the 80s was...
Oh, there's lots of movies in the 80s. Look Who's Talking. Look Who's Talking Too.
Those were 90s, weren't they?
Oh, they might have been.
I wasn't counting them as good.
Yeah. Wow. What are you talking about? Those babies that were talking?
Like
that was
Pulp
amazing.
Fiction.
I like the second one because Roseanne was the voice of the girl.
I never really liked her.
No. My roommate has a thing for Roseanne. My
really?
Old roommate, yeah. Matt Klepperich. Yeah, he told me one night that he wanted to sleep with her. Roseanne.
I have a gun with like 10 things for Roseanne.
You have a what?
A gun with like 10 things for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a couple of them with 5.
That's Roseanne. What can you say? Have you ever seen her TV show on late night?
Is it? What are you talking about? Late night? Isn't it on during the day? The only time I've seen it is on Talk Soup.
I think
that's my only exposure take.
I think they bumped it to like 3 o'clock in the morning. As I'm usually coming home, and Matt's laying on the couch watching it.
No, I don't. Like I say, the only time I've seen it is on Talk Soup.
I don't get cable, and I guess he Talk Soup. I used to enjoy that show when, not Greg Kinnear, but the other guy who was after him.
Oh, the guy with the white spot.
Yeah, the skunk guy.
What's his name?
I don't know. John Hansen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy. I thought he was funny. Whatever happened to him? Did he get a job?
He got another job somewhere.
Doing what?
I actually like Hal Sparks. I think
the
Hal
new
Sparks
guy?
Is... Well, except he's been gone all summer. I don't know if they kicked him off or what.
I thought he sucked.
Really?
The few times I did see, I thought he sucked ass.
I thought he did right at the beginning, but I thought he got better as time went on.
Well, I suppose if you give a guy a year, of course he's going to get better.
No, he got better, I thought, like after a couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch it anymore.
As opposed to when Jon Stewart took over for...
Jon Stewart's pretty funny, though.
Took over for Craig Kilborn.
Oh,
I liked him right away.
Being we're talking about people talking over on shows and stuff, have you watched any Monday Night Football at all?
I watched for a little bit just so I could hear...
Dennis Miller. That is a fucking stupidest thing ABC has ever done in their entire life.
You think?
Well, let's see, Dennis Miller.
I didn't think it was bad. If your choices were him or Rush Limbaugh, I mean, I'm picking Dennis Miller any day.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, he was the other person up for it.
Are you fucking... What the hell? What kind of crackheads do they have working for ABC?
I don't know. I honestly didn't mind Dennis Miller doing it.
I mean, it'd be kind of funny to get a little bit of a prankster in there and stuff.
He's a lot better than Phil Simms ever was.
It was Boomer Esiason.
Whatever his name. Didn't Phil Simms used to do it?
No. He does
well,
like
he's
the
better
daytime.
Than Phil Simms ever has been either.
Yeah, fuck Phil. Yeah.
But yeah, Boomer was horrible.
I kind of liked Boomer a little bit.
No, I didn't like Boomer.
He was a big crybaby, but...
He was a little bitch.
Yeah. So now it's that Al guy.
Al Michaels.
And now Dennis Miller. Then who's the other guy now?
I don't know.
Because Dan Dierdorf is it on. Dan Fouts. Dan Fouts is on it now. Great quarterback of his time, Dan Fouts. San Diego Chargers.
I never watched him.
Never won a Super Bowl, exactly. Just like Dan Marino. Maybe Dan Marino will make the show pretty soon. Charlie's loser quarterbacks on there. Oh, great, but I never won a Super Bowl. But... Did Boomer Esiason win a Super Bowl?
There you go.
ABC. Yeah. He played in Super Bowls.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That was the first Super Bowl back in 89 when they played each other. The guy on the Bengals, the defensive guy on the Bengals made a cut and broke his leg in like two places.
Something like that.
And they showed it in super slow-mo. It was like the first time they had... Had a chance to show a leg breaking in super slow-mo and zoomed in on it. It was awfully cool. That was also when they had the Coca-Cola 3D halftime show.
I don't remember that at all.
Didn't you watch it?
I don't...
It was the 88 Super Bowl, but it happens in 89.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
49ers Bengals.
Where the Bengals guy broke his leg.
No, it was the 49er guy.
No, it was the Bengals guy, wasn't it?
49ers guy who broke his leg.
Oh, well, regardless, it was.
No.
They were zoomed in on it in super slow motion.
I remember.
You could see
that's like one of the best pictures taken of all time because they had a close-up picture taken. And.
Oh, no, they have a great picture from last year's MLS of a guy coming in to slide tackle somebody and misses the ball and hits the guy's leg. And you can just see the leg completely, fold in half.
Oh.
It's nasty. You know, I think we should probably do the show.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit smoky in here.
We've been talking, and it gets old when we talk.
We're two pretty funny guys, but but
wild and crazy guys. I can't even do that.
No, pretty sad.
That's my best Steve Martin imitation.
We
so.
Should talk. Oh, thanks, Roger. We got the call to wind
well,
the show
yeah,
down.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, this is Jay and Dan reporting from you live from the Fargo courthouse, and just glad to be here. Well, we'd like to bring up our show tonight, Chad James and Jared Swan, playing as Standard Lo-Fi. We are brought to you by www.yachtscene.com and also Brown Cow Sound, otherwise known as Moo. That was Dan's joke. Well, thank you very much, and we'll let you get to the show for your listening pleasure, and thanks for putting up with us. Goodbye.
Thank you.